www.blogtalkradio.com. This is Free Talk Live. We kick off hour number one of the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. As always, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. On our site, everything is free. Again, that's freetalklive.com. We have a guest to start things out with here tonight, Mark.
Yes, we do.
And it's appropriate, since it's the Saturday show, we're on more markets for our Saturday show, including WXNT in Indianapolis, mm-hmm. because the lady we have on the line is from Indianapolis, as a matter of fact. Her name is Miss Ann, and she is the proprietor of The Reformatory. Miss Ann, how are you?
Greetings. I'm fine. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, absolutely. Now, I guess we just need to start out and find out, who are you, Miss Ann, and what is The Reformatory?
Well, I formerly had a career as a professional dominatrix, and my practice was a little bit different than most in that I did not engage in sexual contact with my clients.
Okay.
And the city found out that I had a practice here, and they filed a zoning lawsuit against me. Now, mind you, they've known about my practice for years, and they chose last November, well, the suit was filed November 30th of 2005, and they chose that time to file suit because it was politically motivated.
Really?
By a Democratic mayor.
So how long had you been operating this business before this suit came about?
5 years.
And you say that there's no sexual contact with clients. I mean, it seems to me the whole dominatrix thing kind of goes along in that area. I mean,
actually, for many it does, and for some it does not.
Okay.
How would you define...
It doesn't necessarily have to be a part of dominance and submission.
Understood. And I'm kind of... I don't know much about this world of dominance and submission. Obviously, we're on the radio, so we can't get explicit. But how would you define what you do as a dominatrix?
Well, my work is to advance the actualization of the individual. I believe that there are many people that have repressed needs, and for some, they're submissive. For men who are submissive in today's world, they're afraid to express that. They're afraid to tell anyone that they're submissive. So I gave them a place where they could come and be who they are as an individual. And through
someone who's submissive is someone that likes to be bossed around, told what to do, that sort of thing?
Exactly.
I see.
How much do they pay per hour for this sort of treatment?
Some people I took without charge. I have submissives that are personals, and I don't charge them anything.
Like a charity case.
I guess.
Well, I wouldn't say it's charity. I would say that I choose to get involved in their lives on a personal level. And for others, for clients that would come to see me, they would pay $100 for a pre-screening interview, and I use the interview to screen out people that were soliciting me for prostitution.
Right.
And I had to, basically, that was the only way that I could find to screen those individuals out.
Makes sense.
Yeah, and so the individuals that I would accept for session would come and want to learn the role of a servant to a dominant woman.
Can you give me some examples of what that would be?
Someone who would pamper my feet, or someone who would run errands for me, or perhaps someone who would let me tie them up and tickle them.
Huh. Wow. And, okay, so certainly not sexual necessarily at all then.
It can be.
It can
be. But in my professional practice, it certainly was not.
Right. Were the people naked while they were doing these things?
No, not normally.
Okay.
Usually dressed in something that I chose for them to wear. One of my favorite things was I had a great big huge size 56 long orange jail jumpsuit.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm.
And for your listeners that have an interest in this, I have a Yahoo group linked from my website.
Okay, and your website. Your website is thereformatory.com.
Correct.
So people can get to know you a little bit better there and find out a little bit more about what you do. But let's go to last November. 5 years into your business, which you run out of your home, 5 years into your business, there was a lawsuit filed. Wasn't there also some sort of a police investigation involved here?
Yes, they sent the undercover. They sent an undercover vice detective. His name is Walter Sanders, and they sent him first of all to do an interview with me. He solicited me for sex many times during the interview, and he was, of course, turned down. In fact, I told him, "I don't think I can help you. This isn't what I do. My base or the basis of my practice is chastity." And so anyway, we talked a little while longer, and he asked me questions about my submissives, and I explained it to him. And
yeah, were you suspicious at this point? I mean, do you get suspicious of somebody that comes in and starts pushing for sex, starts asking for prices, that sort of thing?
Oh, yes. I actually knew he was a cop.
How did you know?
Just because he didn't really know what he was talking about. and he was soliciting me for sex. But then at the end of the interview, he said something that made me feel obligated to take his session. And that is, he said, "Please teach me." Well, I am a maîtresse. Maîtresse is French for teacher. And the word mistress is derived from the word maîtresse.
Got it.
And I'm very principled. And I thought, you know, anyone, regardless of who they are, that comes to me seeking education and to be tutored, I have an obligation to teach them.
Got it. So
I took a session.
What did you end up teaching this cop?
I taught him the meaning of a collar. I taught him the rules that individuals use when they engage in any kind of bondage and discipline play.
Like the code word thing, right?
Yeah, like the code word. I taught him how to kneel. I taught him how to properly present himself. I taught
him. You are quite the humanitarian, I must say.
Yes, I am. and I also taught him the basics of tenets of respect to women.
Mm-hmm.
And in the session, he continued to solicit me for sex.
Jeez. You think he figured it out? I get, maybe he thought the longer he was there with you, the more likely you'd be to say yes?
Yes, I think he thought that, like, if he could go into deep undercover with me, that eventually he would get that from me.
Hmm. But that's not at all what you're doing in your business. It was being run out of your home. So when you were done with the officer, how long thereafter did you realize that something was up? How long did the authorities get in touch with you until they did?
Well, they actually never got in touch with me. What happened was 6 weeks later, Jack Reinhart from Channel 6 News and a cameraman showed up on my front porch. And on one wall of the front porch is a bunch of French windows that lead into my sunroom. And they actually stuck a camera into my sunroom, which also is my office.
Mm-hmm.
And they were trying to film in there. And the guy from the news channel is the one that had a copy of my complaint and summons. So that's how I found out that there was a lawsuit.
Wow.
About a half an hour later, the sheriff showed up with the official copy for me.
So
now, Ms. Ann, I have a question here. Now, it's not really related directly to your business, but where we do the show in Tampa Bay, there are places called like massage parlors and underwear modeling places, and these are, to me, clearly some level of prostitution, and they seem to exist without any kind of problem from the police. What's going on there? Why are they allowed to do that? Why do the police overlook that but chase after the streetwalkers? Do you have any idea?
No, I really don't. I can't speak to, you know, the laws and the zoning, et cetera, in Florida.
Mm-hmm. Does that not happen in Indianapolis? Are there not lingerie modeling places there?
Erotic massage? Sensual massage, as they call it?
Well, yeah, I do. I mean, and I don't know a lot about these places, you know, and I don't frequent them, and I don't know people who frequent them.
It's not her business.
But I do understand that they exist.
All right, I want to find out more about what's happened since November when you were served with papers, the city suing you. Was this lawsuit over you running a business from your home? Is that the primary crux of this?
Well, yes, and they said that this is not an allowable home occupation.
All right, I want to come back and talk about what is an allowable home occupation and all the other crummy zoning rules they have there in Indy. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Miss Ann, the dominatrix, more on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst-looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me, too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. Now available is the 2006 BioSolutions Plus. The BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
It is the live Saturday edition, and you can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. But actually, we'd like you to call in with questions for Miss Ann. She is a dominatrix out of the city of Indianapolis, as a matter of fact, and she's had a bit of a run-in with the authorities, the zoning board, as a matter of fact. Some of our least favorite bureaucrats here on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of the zoning board.
We were on the attack on zoning boards last night when a story out of Cromwell, Connecticut. There is a young man who is 13 years old. He was, he was running a business in his front yard selling night crawlers. And he had a big sign up in his yard that said, night crawlers. And, I don't know, the price or something like that. And he'd been
so
doing...
So how did the zoning authorities manage to worm their way into this story?
It was the sign. The sign... Oh, that's cute. It was the sign that they were offended by, I guess. And now they've shut down this poor young boy's business, his burgeoning enterprise, and crushed his dreams of being an entrepreneur, which is sad.
As far as I'm concerned, it is sad when the zoning authorities go after people for working in their homes, especially kids who are running lemonade stands. I can't tell you how many stories we've had of lemonade stands. And
there's at least one every quarter of the year,
yeah,
I'll tell you. And so it's really sad when you see it happening to a 13-year-old, but it's still just as bad when it happens to anybody else that's trying to run a business out of their home. It's your home. It's your property.
You paid for it.
Shouldn't you be free to do virtually whatever you want? I mean, as long as you aren't disturbing as long as you aren't running a jackhammer in your backyard 24 hours a day or doing something to disturb your neighbor's peace and quiet.
Well, you know, the funny thing is Houston... what is it, the fifth largest metro?
Seventh largest metro.
Seventh largest metro in the United States.
No zoning.
There's no zoning laws there. I wonder what they do there in this big city with all zoning laws.
Let's go back to the phones. We've got Miss Ann on the line. Again, she is a dominatrix in Indianapolis. Miss Ann, you're back on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark.
Greetings.
Hey, good to have you back. So we are talking about your business that you're running from your home. You discovered last November that the city had filed suit against you for, what was it again?
Well, it's a zoning violation. They say that I did not have an allowable home-based business. And I agree with you. Everywhere across the country, it seems that municipalities and government is using zoning to go after people for basically issues that can't stand up constitutionally in court.
Sure.
And
I mean,
it's very, very hard to fight City Hall.
Right. As far as it goes, I mean, it sounds like your business was legit, at least the way you reveal it to us, is that it was simply a business where people came to get dominated. It wasn't sexual in any way, shape, or form. Not that I think that prostitution should be illegal either, because I don't think it should be illegal, but yours fell within the law, and so the only thing they could do was get you on zoning violations.
Get me on zoning violation, and of course, you know, how many people who violate zoning have to suffer with, you know, a cameraman and a news truck in front of their home, and
probably
have that kind
many.
Of invasion of privacy.
No.
No. And for your listeners who want to follow this lawsuit, I publish every legal document that we file on my website, and I do this because I want Americans to understand more about the legal process and how they can stand up to their cities, you know, should something like this happen in their town. The reason that these zoning laws get put into place in the first place is that we, the citizens of our communities, are the dominant masters, and our government is submissive.
That's the way it's supposed to be, at least.
Yes. Well, in the world of DS, I can tell you as a dominant, if I don't keep my eye on my submissives, they misbehave too. So, in part, we have to accept responsibility for what the city is, what our cities are doing, because we're allowing it to happen.
That's true.
My website links a case that's going on now in Blackjack, Missouri, about an unmarried couple.
Yep, we talked about that a couple nights ago, actually, on Free Talk Live. They've been denied a so-called occupancy permit from their own home because they're not married, and the city doesn't like that.
Occupancy permit, isn't that creepy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's how they are legislating our morality, and they have no place in doing so.
And not in America. It's outrageous.
Well, and there's a lot of politicians and government officials that seem to think that they can interpret the word of God. And, you know, last I checked, God is still a myth because we cannot prove the existence of God.
therefore, it should not be used in the basis for our legislation whatsoever.
It seems like everyone has a different opinion on what it is that God has to say. Some people's opinion jibe with other people's, and some people's opinion don't. And it seems unfair that the law would be
Pick one over the other.
That does seem unfair. Now, I had a question about, you said that you didn't have that the zoning people said you didn't have an allowable home business. Would a psychologist or psychiatrist be able to see patients in their home? Would that be considered allowable?
Yes.
Now, that doesn't seem fair to me.
Dentistry and medicine can be practiced in your home.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. So you could do minor surgery at your home. You could see patients of any sort, but you can't see clients?
Right.
Pretty outrageous. What are you facing as a potential penalty or punishment in regards to this lawsuit?
Well, other than, the fact that, my name is in the paper quite a bit and stuff, just a $2,500 fine.
$2,500.
And I've already spent, I'm pushing close to that, or close to double that now in the defense.
But it would be $2,500, and they would be ordering you to cease and desist from operating the business, presumably, yes?
Yes.
So they want you to go and buy some, or to go and rent or purchase some sort of storefront location, some in a certain zone for you to run your business out of. I don't know how much overhead you currently have, but that's one of the benefits of running your business from your home, is you don't have to incur that extra overhead of establishing a commercial or retail sort of a storefront.
Not only that, but in the work that I do, it's more real. It makes me a more real, dominant woman because I'm doing it from space that's mine.
Yeah.
And it gives it more of an edge of realness for the people that come to see me.
Now, the question that popped into my mind on something you just said is, you got a lot of publicity. Based solely on the publicity, not what the zoning board's done or anything like that, has your business been increased, decreased, or essentially stayed the same based solely on the publicity?
Well, first of all, I haven't practiced my business since the lawsuit.
I see.
But will say inquiries have substantially decreased.
Really?
There's a lot of stigma for the submissive male. They feel that it's not macho or manly, et cetera, to submit to a woman. Or they worry about what society thinks. So therefore, they cower in closets of fear and shame about who they are as an individual.
And they probably don't want to show up at Miss Ann's house one day and have the news crew arrive 10 minutes later just to discover who one of your clients are.
Who's in the county jail orange outfit.
Yeah. Exactly.
That makes sense. Miss Ann, hang on. We're going to come back to you. 800-259-9231. If you've got a question for Miss Ann, she is a dominatrix. She runs a business, or was running a business, out of her home in Indianapolis, until the Indianapolis zoning thugs decided to shut her down. She's fighting it, though, which is the good news, and we're going to get the latest on her current situation in this fight coming up. 800-259-9231, if you got a question for her, this is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously.
currently for sale by owner. The ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
Coming this August through October, the Models of Excellence series, airing on CNN and the Discovery Channel, will be featuring segments on innovative home-based business solutions. Many companies were considered, but only one company made the final cut. The company that was chosen above and beyond the rest is the same company that you've been hearing about for months here on GCN. www.didyourobbillgates.com. This home-based business has changed the lives of many people worldwide by allowing economic freedom never thought possible. Through a combination of advanced technology and professional follow-up conducted by an in-house staff, all of the prospecting, presenting, and personal follow-up is done for you. Seem too good to be true? Well, think again. Check your local listings for CNN and the Discovery Channel special on this great program and see for yourself what a life-changing experience this can be. Would you like more information right now? Just visit www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how easy it is to start today.
I used to be ashamed of my toenails. I thought I was destined to wear tennis shoes through the heat of the summer and hide my toes at the beach. And then my podiatrist told me about Non-X Nail Gel. It tackles unsightly nails by clearing out the cause of the problem, yellowing keratin debris buildup. With regular use, Non-X Gel breaks down and removes the debris, so toenails look clear. This summer, I'm wearing open-toed sandals again, thanks to a topical natural gel called Non-X. If your toenails are embarrassing, I recommend Non-X Nail Gel. It's at your pharmacy or a mass retailer in the foot care section.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. You take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231. The live Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's 1-800-259-9231. You need to know, by the way, that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only choice for more personal freedom and smaller, less intrusive government. To learn more about joining the Second American Revolution, go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. Plus, we want you to go to our website at freetalklive.com and grab up some archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, and if you're just a live Saturday listener on the radio, you've missed a bunch of shows because we do them six nights a week. You can get them all on our site, front page of the site, actually, at freetalklive.com. We're going back to Miss Ann. She is a dominatrix in the city of Indianapolis, and the city of Indianapolis doesn't like what you were doing in your own home, Miss Ann. You had clients coming to your home. I don't know. Did you have a dungeon that you built in your home, or what's it like when one enters Miss Ann's home as a potential client?
Well, I have a really beautiful 1921 home in one of those classic old neighborhoods with mansions and Tudors. Mm-hmm. It's just lovely here. And so it's very much like a home that you would expect in a neighborhood like that. You know, gleaming hardwood floors, antique furniture, art, gourmet kitchen, nice place. And the dungeon is this uber cool gothic dungeon.
And can you tell me a little more?
Well, it's located, of course, in the basement of the home, mm-hmm. and these old homes have very large basements and high ceilings, so it was just ideal to build this space in. And I had a full array of equipment to perform bondage on. And, you know, performing bondage is just a way of taking control away from someone. Mm. And that's what people who are submissive seek.
That's what they come to you for. That's why they're there, to be submissive.
Yeah, to have the control taken.
To have someone take their control from them, and they have to pay for it because they don't feel comfortable doing it anywhere else.
Right, or telling people that they like control to be taken from them.
Hmm.
And what it does is it kind of balances them out. Often they're able to sort of launch into what is known as subspace, which is a psychological kind of phenomenon. It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it.
Understood.
How would people that aren't into bondage and submission, how would they experience a subspace? So what are other ways?
Well, have you ever heard of those goggles that you can put on and it blocks out all light, and mm-hmm. then you can plug them in and they make like these hypnotic light patterns?
Yeah, they're supposed to induce lucid dreams, I think.
Yeah. Well, I think the subspace is kind of similar to that.
Mm.
Or maybe when people go into those isolation tanks where they float in salted water.
Have you ever tried that?
Yeah, I have. I had a friend that had one.
What was it like? Because I've always found that fascinating.
Well, it was actually really kind of cool, except that the condensation of salt water was dripping my eyes. But other than that, it was pretty cool.
Neat. All right, so Miss Ann, you're a dominatrix there in Indianapolis. The city of Indianapolis came after you last November, and you said it was politically motivated. Who specifically was after you, and what was their purpose in going after you?
Well, I believe that it was the mayor, who is a Democratic mayor. His name is Bart Peterson, and the press release that he filed is actually on my website, and it's based in a lot of half-truths.
That's thereformatory.com? Yes, that's
right. Thereformatory.com.
Okay.
And all of the legal documents are on the website as well.
So what was the gist of his press release?
Well, actually, what he did is he held a press conference. Formerly, I owned a retail shop downtown, and I sold dungeon roleplay gear. I sold a lot of fine art from local artists, and I also sold apparel, kind of like the kind of stuff you'd see at a Hot Topic store.
Okay.
And I had this hip little boutique, and people loved it. But unfortunately, I didn't really make enough money for it to be worth my while to run it, so I closed it. So a month later, the mayor holds his press conference in front of my closed boutique, stating that he was cracking down on illegal adult businesses. But he didn't expect that friends of mine in the media would tip me off, and I would go down there and confront him, which I did. And I tipped off all the media as to what was going on. And the next thing I know, they pressed the mayor in the press conference, and the city attorney had to admit that neither of my businesses meet the legal definition of adult.
So even though your business doesn't meet the legal definition of adult, they're still going after you on a zoning violation?
Yes.
Ugh. What a mess. I'm going to get back to more of this, but we need to go to the phones because Vincent is on the line in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live with Miss Ann. Hello, Vincent.
Hello. How are you folks doing this evening?
Good.
Excellent, sir.
But, what's the difference between what you were trying to do and what's the difference between, I don't know if I should mention the name of but there's a couple outlet stores here that sponsor lingerie parties.
Can you hear him okay, Miss Ann?
Well, Vincent, my business was not with lingerie parties, and I don't know what those lingerie parties are about. Have you been to them?
No, I have not, but I know
Thank
friends
goodness.
Of mine that have gone to them, and
yeah, it's all
very racy is what they could say.
Right.
They're what? I'm sorry?
Racy.
They're very racy. They're very, I guess, sexually provocative.
And are these lingerie parties happening in people's homes, or are they happening at places of business?
They're happening at retail outlets.
Okay.
And they have them in Castleton, and they have one out here on the east side.
Okay. You got to remember you're on national radio here, so most people don't know where that is. What's the relevance of the question to Miss Ann and her business and her being under attack from the city?
Well, the city of Indianapolis, because they had complaints about them, but the city of Indianapolis didn't do a darn thing when people complained that they were basically running a prostitution business out of those places.
So there you go. So the city of Indianapolis is not doing anything about alleged prostitution complaints, yet they're more than happy to go after Miss Ann for being a dominatrix.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And when their own vice detective solicited me for sex numerous times and was adamantly flat out told no. Oh, and do you guys want to know what I did to him in his session?
Oh, my.
Because
he
kept soliciting me for sex? This is just how mean I can be. So I made him put on this humiliating lingerie. I gave him a choice between humiliating outfit number one, humiliating outfit number two.
Okay.
He picked outfit number two, which was this sparkly one-piece thong thing, kind of like a swimsuit.
Oh, my.
And so once he had that on, and he was like about a 65-year-old guy, really fit and in good shape. You know, I could tell that he still worked out a lot.
Right.
And he kind of looked like an ex-Marine.
Okay.
And anyway, so I strung him up in front of this mirror, tied his hands together, and then tied his hands to an eye bolt in the ceiling in front of this big gilt mirror. And then I asked him how it felt to be the slut he was hoping I would be, and asked him how it felt to be degraded and treated like an object.
What
and I asked
say?
Him if he liked it. He said he didn't like it.
Vincent, did you have anything else for us?
No, but I just think these, you know, because she is one of many people, I mean, the outlaw motorcycle gang that lives down the street from me here. City of Indianapolis has tried to go after them for zoning violations, too, when they try to protect their own property, but...
Can't we just have it so the city and the government goes after rapists and murderers? Can't they just stay away from people that are running businesses in their homes? Can't they just leave us alone? Can't they let us own our own property?
The outlaw motorcycle gang was trying to feed homeless people, and there they got.
They didn't like that. Vincent, thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate hearing from you. Miss Ann, hang on. We're going to come back with more of you. She is a dominatrix in the city of Indianapolis. And if you think the city was right to attack Miss Ann and shut down her business, throw a lawsuit at her, if you think the city was right, I really want to hear from you right now at 800-259-9231. There must be somebody out there. Maybe the mayor himself. Maybe he could call in and defend this. 800-259-9231. Toll free. You take control. Free Talk Live.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription filled. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free number 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And if you've been there before, you know that everything on the site is totally free. Everything from the bulletin board system to the Shrine of Female Listeners to the archives and more. And by the way, we've got a neat little program called AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. And if you like Free Talk Live, you like what we're doing on the show, spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world, around the country, then you should consider becoming an amplifier. If for no other reason, because our guest has become an amplifier, actually. Miss Ann from TheReformatory.com there in Indianapolis. You're one of our newest Free Talk Live amplifiers, Miss Ann.
Absolutely. I am totally impressed with what you guys are doing, and I hope every station in this country who cares about freedom will pick you guys up.
Yeah, well, actually, the stations just have to care about ratings and money. Really doesn't matter about the whole what their political philosophy is. As long as we can make them money, they'll put us on the air. So we're definitely working on that. But you're one of our newest amplifiers. You've gotten behind the show. And the AMP program's as little as $3 a month. And it's so important because we take the money in and we turn it right back around into advertising for the show to get us on more stations and to get the message of freedom and liberty out there. And so big thanks for coming on board with that, Miss Ann. But the other thing that I'd like to ask you for is I'd like you to visit our Shrine of Female Listeners. I don't know if this is... I don't know if it's submissive for you to be submitting a shrine photo to us. I don't know if that's something you can do, but our Shrine of Female Listeners.
I'll submit a shrine photo to you, and I'm already cross promoting your Shrine of Female Listeners because I know a lot of men that would be into that.
Awesome. All right, so we're looking forward to having you on the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. All right, so Miss Ann, you are the city of Indianapolis has come after you for running a business out of your home. They filed a lawsuit against you. You're not bending over for them. You are fighting it. And what's the current status of the lawsuit? What's the latest on that?
Well, I was deposed by the city attorney last Thursday. About a month ago, I deposed the detective and some of the zoning bureaucrats. And we still may end up having another round of depositions on my end. Mm-hmm. They're very expensive to do, but they're almost kind of worth it because it's entertaining. I mean, you have absolute, or maybe you do have an idea of just how bumbling city government is.
Oh, yes.
You know, it's once they get their claws into you, it doesn't cost them anything to go after you. It just costs you to defend yourself.
But we've always said, and we've talked about the war on drugs and other issues where the government loves to just throw charges at people. They'll throw a bunch of felony charges at people and then say, hey, just plead guilty and we'll reduce it to two misdemeanors. No big deal. You'll get probation, be out of the system. Just plead guilty. And everybody pleads out. But what they don't realize is if they fought it, of course, if everybody fought it, then the system would be overloaded, and they'd have to end the war on drugs and all these stupid prosecutions. But also, once you fight it, you come to the realization that these bureaucrats make mistake after mistake after mistake, and they are a bunch of incompetent boobs. And your odds are actually fairly decent of winning if you would just stand up and fight it, which is what you're doing.
Can I tell you about their audio recording that they made of the session?
By all means.
Well, in January, we filed interrogatories asking if there was any audio or video surveillance produced.
Okay.
And the city's answer was none was used in the course of the investigation.
Hmm.
5 months go by, and on June 8th, the day before I was to depose Officer Sanders, all of a sudden they come up with an audio. Now, when they came to the depositions, we were supposed to get our copy of the audio then.
Right.
Well, they only had one copy, and she said, we'll get it to you Monday. 2 weeks later, we still didn't have it. It took my lawyer threatening a motion to compel to get that audio.
Wow.
And then when we got it, the second half of it was missing. The part where I strung the officer up and humiliated and degraded him for soliciting me for sex, interestingly enough, that part is gone.
Never to be returned, huh? Never to be found.
Well, he claimed in deposition that the whisper device that he was using for surveillance malfunctioned.
Sure it did. I want to go to the phones. We got Bill on the line in Indianapolis listening on WXNT. Bill, you're on with Miss Ann. Hello.
Yes, thank you for taking my call, and hello, Miss Ann. And I'm
good
all in favor.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm all in favor of what she's doing, only if I'm not located right next to her as a neighbor.
How's it going to hurt you as a neighbor?
Well, the only thing is that I'm against is the potential traffic. Now, if she was doing a home business like an architect, where she has nobody coming to her door, knocking on her door, that'd be different.
If I was a piano teacher, Bill, would you have a problem with me teaching piano?
Not as long as you're going out to your students and the students have the pianos in their own places. I don't want it right next door to my house. How close are you in feet next door to your closest neighbor?
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I don't know, maybe 15, 20 feet.
See, now that would be too close for me. I wouldn't want a church next door to me because of the Sunday morning I like to sleep in late, and I wouldn't want all the car doors.
Well, so then, Bill, then the issue then for you is you don't want to be nearby anybody's house, so you should move to a location where you're not close to people. I mean, is that what your current situation is?
Well, unfortunately, no, it's not, but that's basically what you're exactly right. You hit the nail on the head. I don't belong anywhere near anybody else. All I like is quiet.
I totally understand. I'm with you.
I think she should locate in the mall. I think she should be, in the strip mall up at a certain place.
Well, now, Bill, when it comes to property rights, I understand that you don't want your neighbors having traffic at their homes.
Oh, yeah.
And to that end, you have the ability to enter into voluntary agreements with your neighbors, and those are called deed restrictions and homeowners associations, and you can absolutely get into voluntary agreements that specify that people can't have certain traffic, that people can't be doing certain things. But once you're outside of those agreements, once you're outside of those gated neighborhoods, those sorts of areas, then I don't think the city should have any business telling people what they can and can't do on their property. How do you feel about that?
I agree with that.
As long as
you have enough insulation, enough property ground around your business, in other words, and I don't know what enough would be. I can't think of that off the top of my head.
It just depends on what you and your neighbors come to an agreement on.
I agree with that.
Thank you, Bill. We really appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. If you want to slip in a call really quickly here for Miss Ann. So, Miss Ann, did we miss anything? Was there anything else we should cover about your case?
Really, I think that you pretty much have covered about everything with it. And if any of your listeners, again, have interest in following this, it's all on my website, thereformatory.com. And as well, for Indianapolis listeners that are interested in getting involved in the scene here in Indianapolis, I sponsor a monthly event called Wicked Wednesday, and details about that party are on my website. And there's a lot of cool meetings that go on around town for individuals that are interested in learning more about dominance and submission.
What are you doing? What are you doing in the meantime, Ms. Anna? You said you'd shut down your in-home business. Are you just living off of savings, or are you doing something else to generate some income?
Well, I was a corporate account executive before I became a dominatrix. So I went back into the corporate world, and
from
I'm
the boardroom to the dungeon.
And I'm selling advertising.
Ah, neat.
An ad exec, a woman after my own heart. That's what the business I did for a long time. And I'll tell you, lots of gals there make very good dominatrixes.
It's a lot of fun.
Well, so what's the timetable here, Miss Ann? Do you feel like Alt is going to be wrapped up within the next year? Is this going to drag on for five more years? Do you have any idea?
You know, I don't really have any idea how long it's going to drag on. My lawyer's fees are paid, and basically now my expenses are just to pay for additional depositions.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can afford to do that. I'm not going to ask the community for any more money, although I really need to thank the community of Indianapolis and the people that know of my work around the country, because donations poured in for my defense.
Wow,
and
that's fantastic.
I could not do this without their belief in me. And I think part of the reason that people donated is because they knew that I would take this public, and they knew that I would put their money to good use.
Excellent. And so, again, if you want to visit Miss Ann online, her website is thereformatory.com. And, Miss Ann, will you do me a favor? I mean, besides sending us the shrine photo, which is going to be fantastic, and, of course, we're going to have this archived permanently on our website for future listeners to discover, but also keep us up to date. Send us periodic updates from time to time. Let us know what's going on with your case, if you would, please.
I would be more than happy to, and I thank you guys so much for having me on the air, and keep fighting the fight.
Awesome. We certainly will. Miss Ann, you have a great weekend. We really appreciate you coming on Free Talk Live.
Appreciate the opportunity.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
Thank you. 800-259-9231. That is the toll-free number. So how about that, Mark?
Never had an interview like that before.
No, well, we've had prostitutes call the show before, but she's not a prostitute.
No.
She's a dominatrix.
And
she doesn't do things sexual.
Her website must say the word chastity on it 20 times.
And that's abstaining from sex,
yeah.
Chastity.
Apparently has nothing to do with that. I guess she just ties guys up and dominates them.
I think I saw something on her website about her actually selling chastity belts, or having her submissive wear chastity belts for a certain period of time. I guess she helped out some sex addict to break his addiction to sex or something like that, which, hey, that's cool. All right, so more is on the way. Hour 2 is coming up, and as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. We've got some very negative court rulings from both Texas and New York to share with you. You are not going to be pleased with this, at least if you like freedom. More is on the way. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
For public